Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Just 21 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies, Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my man, we got, I don't know if Jade should have mentioned this, but we have a no-no going on right now currently between the Rangers and the Yankees.
Oh, I heard that, and Jaden told me that that man is on his fantasy baseball team.
That's why I
just... So let's go.
I'm excited that he told me, but I'm also like, you might have just sealed his fate there, Jades. But we'll see what happens here. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him big. I had to ask, though, how the fantasy baseball world works. I should be better at this stuff, Jerry. I really should.
Well, you know, I've never played fantasy baseball. As big a baseball fan as I've been, never done it. Did the NFL, I think, a couple years. But, yeah, I have no idea how it works either. I'm just excited for Jaden. If one of his guys has a no-hitter going, let's go. Let's go, Jaden.
Go Cortez, man. Absolutely. This will be a big day for Jaden. He's getting ready to graduate. I mean, this happens. Yeah. I don't know which one's more important, to be real honest with you, Jerry.
Yeah, this is more important, I think, to Jaden. And he also shared that his fantasy baseball team was not very good. So we're really pulling for this guy to have a no-no today.
Man, I need to get to know Jades. I didn't even know about it. He told you more in like the last 45 seconds than he's told me in the last 4 or 5 months, Jerry. I feel strange about that.
Hey, you know what? We connected. We connected a long time ago, and we
true.
Just remained best buddies.
That's
besties,
true.
We're besties.
At the coaches' shows, of course. Great time
exactly.
There. Jerry, my man, okay. This, I really was putting some pressure on the Rockies to get this series against Arizona. Boy, Saturday was such an exciting game. And then you come back on Sunday and you drop it 4-0. Marquez really struggling in that game, kind of struggling throughout the season so far. That was a tough series to lose.
Yeah, it was. And I wouldn't, I guess, read into too much. You have to consider, you know what, Arizona's the hottest team in baseball,
that's
believe
true.
It or not. You know, they won, what, 10 of their last 12, something like that. And they've had the best pitching staff, at least starters, in baseball the last 2 weeks. I mean, the numbers are unbelievable, Brady. I mean, they're giving up, I think their starters have given up 2 earned runs their last 6 starts combined, something like that. So ran into a really hot team, a really hot pitching team, and especially starters. And, boy, they were as good as advertised. And the Rockies are good. They're a good offensive team. They just ran into that, I think, 3-game buzzsaw with starting pitching. So I wouldn't read into it too much. I think the circumstances said we're coming off a successful homestand, but running into a very hot team that's kind of hungry right now to kind of prove it's way better than it was a year ago.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm with you. I mean, you do look at Arizona, and I think that's a great point that you're making. Is like this team, I don't know what the real expectations were, but bottom line is they are finding ways to win baseball games. And at the end of the day, you're still feeling pretty good about your start if you're the Rockies. I mean, you're sitting at what, 16-12. You talked about this last week with Chris Bryant being out. You're not necessarily getting the best from your starting pitchers. So maybe that does change, but a huge test coming up against San Francisco starting tonight on the road. So this Gomber, I believe, right, Jerry's going to the mound. So this is going to be a battle.
Yeah, it is. And I think you kind of cling to that point you made at, hey, 16-12. With some lumps along the way. I mean, Marquez hasn't got a win yet. Kyle Freeland's pitching much better, but he wasn't very good to begin the season, his first 3 starts. And Chris Bryant really hasn't done anything, hasn't driven in any runs, and he's still hurt right now. And yet you're still 16-12, and you're sitting third in the division, 4 games behind the leader, the Dodgers, who are the big bad Dodgers, as we know. So I still feel good about this team. San Francisco coming off that incredible year where they shocked everybody last year, and they're still good. They'll throw pitching at you as well. They're sitting behind the Rockies right now at 16-12. But this will be, you're right, it'll be a great series. And, you know, what's fun is just get back in the division. You only had three division games, the Dodgers, to begin the season. Then you played all these non-division teams, and now you're back in the division, which makes it fun. So I think the Rockies will be, I think, anxious to get back on the field tonight.
Yeah, you got to, well, as we mentioned, you're on the road against San Francisco in this three-game series, then Kansas City in the middle, then San Francisco again. So, yeah, we're going to get a good dose of those two teams coming up here throughout a good chunk of the month.
Yep, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And now next year is going to change a little bit because you're going to play every team at least once in baseball. So I think that'll be fun. You'll be playing fewer division games next year, which I think is good. 19 games against the same opponent is a lot of games in your division. And you know what happens when you're in a great division like this, like the National League West, you beat each other up. And I mean, every team in this division has a winning record, Brady, and someone told me the other day that that's the first time that's happened in the first week of May since 2013. No division has ever had five teams that have winning records. You have to go back 9-10 years to get there. So this is really an aberration, and it just shows you how good this division is. And you know, to beat each other up is probably not fair when you have five pretty good teams now in the division.
That's a great point. Like you said, next year changes are coming. For many reasons, that's great. You want to see more teams going up against the Rockies. But anytime you can say, hey, I don't have to play the Dodgers as many times, I'm signing up for that any day of the week.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And that's, I think any team would say that. Any team, whether it's in that division or not, was like, hey, if we can avoid playing the Dodgers, let's do that, especially on the road where they just beat teams up. But, no, I think next year Brady's going to be fun. You know, there's a lot of, as you know, a lot of transplanted people in Colorado from other parts of the country, and they can see their team now. They can see, you know, whoever that might be. That might be the Yankees come to town, or even Toronto or Seattle or somebody that you rarely get to see. Now you get to see your team at least every other year, but the Rockies be playing those teams. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. Plus, yeah, like you said, anytime you can play fewer games against the Dodgers, the better.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm looking as we're talking, I'm looking down at the schedule. Monday, June 27th, there's three games against the Dodgers, then three against Arizona, then three against the Dodgers, then three against Arizona again. So it does, you get used to your division real quick. And you're right, I think this is a fun opportunity for a lot of those transplant fans as well to enjoy seeing this Rockies team play everybody. Jerry, what's the latest on Chris Bryant at this point?
Yeah. Not terribly positive. And I say that for a couple reasons. He was scheduled to come back on Friday, and he just continues to have pain. And now he's going to take a cortisone shot. So that's kind of that last resort when you're going to physical therapy or you're going to some kind of rehab to try to get that back better. That's the last thing you want to do. So Chris is apparently going to take that shot today. And I share that as well. I was on the bus with him yesterday. And he was sitting in front of me, and when he stood up on the bus, we arrived at the ballpark, he just grinched in pain. I mean, he was in serious pain just standing up. So I knew things weren't much better, so I would not count on Bryant being back anytime soon. Let's hope the cortisone shot works and takes the pain away, but he hasn't even been hitting, hasn't been in the cage for a week now, so it's going to be a while before we see him back.
Well, and that's the bad part about this, right? I mean, anytime you're talking about a player overcoming an injury, we got to see him actually performing in practice and things like that well before we see him. So the fact that he's not at this stage is as you mentioned, it's not a good sign.
Exactly, and I think, you know, you hope that the pain goes away, and then the process would be, all right, start hitting the cage, and probably, Brady, go on a rehab assignment. I mean, it probably wouldn't be a long one if he's not in pain anymore, but you got to get down to minors and get your timing back and play a couple, three games before you come back. So I'm guessing that whole process, and again, this is just my opinion. I haven't talked to trainers about it, just getting reports. It's probably a couple weeks before he's back, realistically.
Yeah, that's a bummer for sure, because like I said, you want to see him in action. You want to see him as a part of this team. And right now, the Rockies are. I mean, they are a good team as of right now. This month, I think, is going to be very interesting, Jerry. Perhaps will tell us, you know, and again, full story of baseball is not told in 2 months, but I have a feeling by the end of May, we're going to get a really, really good feeling about who this Rockies team really is for the long haul.
I agree with you. I think by the end of this month, we'll get an idea of what that starting rotation looks like and can be moving forward. And that's the key for this team, in my opinion. They're a better offensive team than they have been the last couple of years, Brady. And that starting rotation with the addition of Chad Kuhl looks very solid. And the one guy you thought would not be faltering probably would be Marquez, and he's probably the fifth most effective starter so far. And he actually, other than one inning yesterday, he didn't pitch badly. He looked like a lot of his old self, so I thought that was encouraging. You know, he gave up three runs. I think two of them were earned in that one inning where he got behind hitters, but he was starting to hit the fastball at 97, 98, which we haven't seen for a couple starts. So we get him back. And to where he has been operating in the past, the rest of the four in that starting rotation have been pretty solid. So, yeah, I'm excited about this team. I think you're right. By the end of the month, you're going to have almost 2 months' worth of games in. You have a pretty good idea of who you're looking at with this Rockies team.
Well, Jerry, always appreciate you jumping on. I think as soon as you and I mentioned Cortez and the no-no, I just have the game cast pulled up, but I got a text right when we switched gears that said, he just gave up a hit. So I think next time, Jerry, we need to jinx a pitcher. You and I will just get on the phone, even if it's during the Rockies games, and I'll help out. I think we could jinx a few pitchers down the road.
All right. That sounds good. I think you're in the majority with a lot of people think they jinx people. You know what's interesting about that? I might add this, Brady. Longtime Dodgers announcer Vin Scully never believed that. He never thought he was ever going to jinx anybody. So he just told the truth. The guy's got a no-hitter going. He was going to mention it. And whether that jinxed him or not, he didn't really care. And I think that's probably the approach we all need to take. We don't have that influence on people. We wish we did, but we don't.
Jerry, I'm still one of those guys that's like, if I'm not watching the game, the outcome will not go as I need it to go if I'm not there watching it. But I'm still very much, if I sit in this chair as opposed to that portion of the couch, it's going to help my team. So as silly as it is, unfortunately, I am one of those really, really sorry sports fans.
That's okay. You're not unlike a lot of my friends. That's okay, Brady. I like it.
Jerry, my friend. Hey, is Nikola Jokic in the Mount Rushmore for Colorado sports athletes now? Is he up? Is he top four?
I think so. You know, he has to be, doesn't he?
I think so.
Two-time MVP, it looks like now. So, yes, I would put him up there. And obviously the greatest player of all time in Nuggets history. But, yeah, he's got to be on Mount Rushmore in Colorado. There's any doubt about it. He's going to end up one of the top players in NBA history. So he's got to be on Mount Rushmore with sports in Colorado, in my mind anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Now he just needs some help. He needs some help, guys, to get healthy, which is easier said than done, as we just talked about with Chris Bryant. Sometimes those injuries, man, sometimes they don't seem like they're going to be much. Then they turn out to be a lot. So and then the recovery process. So we'll see what happens with the Nuggets down the road. Jerry, always appreciate you, man. What time you guys get rocking and rolling tonight?
We get going, let's see, it's a 6:45 start, 7:45, so 7 o'clock we're on the air Mountain Time.
All right, my friend. I will be listening, by the way. You know I mute those silly TV guys, man. I'm Jerry Schimmel all the way. I don't even know what TV sounds like anymore.
You know what I think? I don't know about that. I think you're like Tanner. And you say you're listening, but you're really watching.
No, I love listening to Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my man, always appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Okay, Brady, good to talk to you.
All right, you too. I did get caught. I was watching the Rockies game. I tweeted something, and of course it got up on the Rockies thingy, the TV. And Jerry tweeted at me or Facebooked me, whatever. He's like, dude, you're supposed to be listening. I was like, I wouldn't cheat on you. I didn't have the radio on me at that point. I was watching, but I'll never do that again. That mistake. Yeah, I know. I made a terrible mistake, and I paid dearly for that. Jerry Schimmel, though, dude, one of the best. One of the best and one of the cool ones. Eastside Chris says, no-nos should not be talked about, Jades. Do you believe that?
I'm very superstitious.
But you talked about it still. You couldn't help yourself.
I shouldn't have talked about it, but at the
same
time,
what got it. That's what ruined it, because as soon as you brought it to our attention and we put it on the air, you spoke it into existence.
I didn't say but I didn't say it on air.
Yeah, but you told me, and I can't keep a secret.
Yeah.
I mean, I ruined that.
See, it was your fault.
Yeah.
You're the reason my team's in ninth out of 10 teams. So thanks.
I'm actually not. I'm superstitious, like in a goofy way, like watching sports and stuff. But I am not one of those guys that's like, oh, this guy is 9 for 9 on free throws, and then he misses it. Oh, I should have. I'm not that guy. And talking about Nona, I was like, I don't have that much control, Jades. Well, I know the baseball people really do believe in all that stuff. Well, but I'm not that way.
I think growing up playing little league ball, I mean, that's just how I was.
I think that
raised.
People that played baseball, because I didn't play little league baseball. I was did a lot of 3-on-3 basketball stuff, camps, and all that type of deal. I didn't play baseball in high school, so I was never a baseball guy. I do think that people that like every summer were in little league and dedicated to it, loved it to death, have more of a tendency to carry over some of those.
Oh, I have some of the weirdest little knacks that I would do. I can't remember some of them off the top of my head, but like if I was using one bat versus the other and I was doing good, I'd do that.
It's a mental game. You have to do whatever can calm down your psyche, so to speak. So I could see why that happens at a young age.
Oh, 100%. There's times I do, like, when I'd go up to bat, I would do, like, one particular, like, routine before the pitch would come. And, yeah, it's some goofy stuff. But, you know, if it works, it works.
It's part of the game, right?
It
All
is.
Right, texture here from the 720 on a Nuggets deal. Nuggets should have traded MPJ back when Jrue Holiday was available. And now they need to trade him to get someone who will actually play. They're not going to trade MPJ for several reasons. They signed him to the big-time deal right before last season began. I think, how many games did MPJ play? 9? I mean, first off, they're not going to trade him because they signed him. They believe in him. They think he's going to be part of this foundation. Second, you ain't trading him. I mean, nobody wants him. Not right now. He hasn't proven that he is the contract that he has. Nobody's going to take that contract. Not right now. You are, for better or for worse, stuck with Michael Porter Jr. You have to figure out how to make it work, which was a risk because the guy's been hurt off and on his short career. College, he barely played. That's a big deal. There's an uneasiness about me with the Nuggets going forward into next year. Because everybody says, oh, the help is there. Jamal's there. Michael Porter Jr. is there. Yeah, but who is Michael Porter Jr.? Now, I all agree. I have people coming at me. I have texters coming at me talking about, talking out both sides of my mouth that I'm saying, hey, they'll be back next year. They're going to be better next year than they were this year with Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. healthy. There's no doubt. Porter's a better shooter. Jamal's a better overall player. You upgrade there. So there is no doubt about it. Does that make them a championship contender? If you get Bubble Murray and you get regular season Porter from last year, yes. Abso-freaking-lutely, you are a favorite to win it all. If you get Jamal Murray before his injury, 20 points per game, and you get Michael Porter Jr. from last year, yeah, you're a contender. Yes. But if you get Michael Porter Jr. in the playoffs of last year, probably not. You need both of those guys to be really good. 39 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Before we do that, let me tell you about our game beer of the week. This one's from Breckenridge Brewing, a Strawberry Sky Kolsch style ale. Pick up selections for Breckenridge Brewing or any of your favorite adult beverages, courtesy of our friends at On the Rocks Liquor. Free tastings happening this weekend at On the Rocks on Friday, 4 to 7. Try some free tastings from Loveland Ale Works. Then Saturday from 4 to 7, Synergy Wines will be on hand. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. 39 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.